Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we have another devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And today's devotional is called Love's Attributes. And we're going to understand more about love today because many people use the terms, I love you, and they say I love you. But how many of us really understand what it means according to our wonderful Creator? Let's take a look at the Bible definition of love and then find out who and when we're supposed to actually love. So we're going to read the devotional and then I'm going to get into the actual teaching today. And I pray everyone's having a blessed day out there today, and I thank you for listening to these. So first we have a scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:4, which says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. And I know many of you are familiar with the 1 Corinthians 13, the whole love thing. So it says, love is patient, and therefore Yahweh is patient. In its purest understanding, from an Hebraic perspective, patient means to defer, to draw out. And so we conclude that love waits. This waiting is not only to delay any chastening that might be well be due, but also defers blessings that has its perfect time and place. Love has a total of 16 attributes, which makes up its complete structure. And with Hebraic understanding, 16 is 7. 16 equals 1 plus 6 equals 7. And 7 is completion. So we learned that love's 16 attributes reveal love's total story, love's completion. As we seek to perfect this love within, we must lay a foundation that cannot be corrupted. And that is, if we fail at any one of these 16 attributes, we have not succeeded in love. The success itself is a gift of the Spirit placed within. But what would the self do to destroy such an object of beauty and mystique? It would make love common by so easily throwing around the words, I love you, with such ease and ultimately contempt. It reminds me of Shaul's words to Timothy. But they have no understanding either of the words and the terms they use or the subjects about which they make such dogmatic assertions. 1 Timothy 1:7. And I'll read it in the New Living Testament. It says, they want to be known as teachers of the law of Moses, but they don't know what they are talking about, even though they speak confidently. The wise one, however, knows such things, saying, though Yahweh is love, and his love has been placed in me, and as a gift for me to offer to others, I am yet very aware of my own personal ego that seeks to water down this concept of perfect love. The humble mind does not fail at any one of the 16 attributes. And so today, we set the standard that love is patient. It allows things to happen and often covers a multitude of sins. As we read in Proverbs 10:12, it says, hatred stirs up quarrels, but love makes up for offenses. In order to bring about a greater good, it trusts Yahweh when he says, no one will escape, making a mockery of me. I see everything. I give you a new commandment that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. And it's in John 13, verses 34 to 35. And I'll read it in the New Living Testament. It says, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciple. Now, that was a devotional for today, and it was wonderful. And as we look at that devotional, and we get a better concept of the idea of love, I personally used to believe there was no such thing as unconditional love. I used to believe all forms of love have conditions. And even the love of our wonderful Creator, because so many times in Scripture says, if you do this, and if you do that. But I've come to a better understanding of this in my walk, that there is such a thing as unconditional love. And it's exactly these attributes, the complete attributes they're talking about in this devotional today. And it's very possible to have that without expecting anything in return. And it's a beautiful thing to understand that. Now, it's a whole other thing to give that and show that than to understand that. And so many times people use the words, love, I love you, and love, and love, and love. But if you don't have all the attributes of love, it's not love. It could be a good thing. It could be a beautiful thing. But if you don't have all of these attributes that it talks about, according to our Creator, what love is, all these 16 attributes, it's not the love that Yahweh is talking about. It's not the love that Yeshua has for us. It's not the same love. And we see in 1 Corinthians 13, all of these attributes and what they are. But let's look a little bit about love and understanding, because it's one thing to love your neighbor, which we're called to do, to love one another. But it has to start off somewhere. And it starts off with our Creator's love for us, His patience with us, His unconditional love for us, giving us something we don't deserve, far beyond what we deserve in terms of His love for us. And He teaches us what love is by giving it to us. And we have to learn what that is and give it to others. You know, in His word, He says to love mercy. Well, we can't understand what loving mercy is until He showed us what mercy was. Well, He does the same thing with love. And when we think about His love for us, we need to love Him before we could love anyone else, even ourselves. And we look at some scriptures, as it says in Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, since then you have been raised with Yeshua, set your hearts on the things above, where Yeshua is, seated at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And I would suggest to you today that on an earthly level or a humanistic level, we love conditionally. We love conditionally. We want a reason to love. We want a solution to love, but it's usually based on something. But our Creator teaches us to love unconditionally. And Romans 12:2 teaches us not to follow the patterns of this world about loving conditionally, but be transformed in a renewing of your mind. And you'll be able to test and approve Yahweh's will and His pleasing perfect will, which is to love one another unconditionally. And that's what He wants us to do. And I think about when Jacob was, before he went up on the ladder, or had the dream about the ladder, he gave conditions to Yahweh in the desert, and he said, if you do this, you will be my God. If you do this, if. And the word if is thrown around so many times. You know, even in a marriage covenant, today you hear people say, do you promise to do this, this, and this? And the result is usually this. Well, if they do that, I'll love them for the rest of my life. But what if they don't do that? What if they fail at that? Does that mean you're going to stop loving them? Does that mean you're not going to give them all 16 attributes of what love truly is? Have we come short before Yahweh of these promises we've made to Him in a covenant? And has He ever stopped loving us? And we need to think about these things. Revelations 2, verses 2 to 5 says, I know your works. your labor and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate evil. You have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and you have found them to be liars. You also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. You see, the unfailing love is what we need. And when we're called to love one another, that just doesn't mean we're supposed to treat him with a TLC, as they say. Sometimes being honest with somebody is loving them. Sometimes telling them the truth is loving them. If somebody's doing something they shouldn't be doing, the person that doesn't love them will say nothing often. But the person that calls them out to help them is the one that's truly loving them. So we need to think about this concept and think about these things. But we need to start off with loving our Creator. And Jeremiah 2:32 says, does a young woman forget her jewelry? A bride and a wedding adornments? Yet my people have forgotten me, days without number. Proverbs 23:26 says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. We can never forget. See, what happens when people become believers, they fall in love with Yahweh. But then they fall out of love with him when things don't go their way. When times are hard, they start to question and doubt. But we must be strong like Job, who stood steadfast, even when his wife and his friends told him to depart from Yahweh. But no, he wouldn't. He loved Yahweh. David, when he was being chastened for his sin, did not depart. We must have this steadfast love, and true love is patient, right? Genesis 32:26 says, then the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Exodus 33:18 says, then Moses said, now show me your glory. Jeremiah 29:13 says, if you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. 1 Corinthians 22:19 says, now devote your heart and soul to seeking Yahweh your Elohim. Begin to build the sanctuary of Yahweh so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant to Yahweh and sacred articles belonging to Yahweh in a temple that will be built in the name of Yahweh. And John 7:37 says, on the last and the greatest day of the festival, Yeshua stood and said out loud, let anyone who is thirsty come and to me and drink. And 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek Yahweh in his strength. Seek his face continually. Continually seek him. Do you want to know Yahweh's heart? Do you want to know his heart? His love for you. He'll speak to your life and fill you with the knowledge of his heart. You must pray and seek him. Proverbs 3:32 says, for the forward is an abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. John 15:15 says, no longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. And Romans 8:28-29 says, and we know that in all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those who foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we may be the firstborn among us, brothers and sisters. You see, Yahweh's love is shown in the beautiful expression of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And we are told to conform to his image, to the image of Yeshua, to show what love truly is. The sacrifice that Yeshua made for us because for one reason and one reason only, because he loved us. Ephesians 1:4-5 says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to the sonship through Yeshua Messiah in accordance with his pleasure and will. And Colossians 1:16 says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and the earth, visible and invisible, when thrones or powers or rules or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." It's all about love, and it comes down to Yeshua. Conforming to Yeshua. All the attributes of love and nothing less. And this is the one of the lessons we need to learn. To humble ourselves and to learn what love is. And then to love one another. But we must first love Yahweh before anything. Before anything. Deuteronomy 6:12 says, "Then take care lest you forget Yahweh, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." Deuteronomy 8:11-14 says, "But that is the time to be careful. Beware that your plenty you do not forget Yahweh your Elohim and disobey his commands and regulation and his decrees that I'm giving you today. For when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and herds have become large and your silver and gold have multiplied along with everything else, be careful. Do not become proud. And that time, and forget Yahweh your Elohim, who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt." It's so easy for us to forget and take for granted his love for us and what he did for us. We must always remember. Galatians 3:13 says, "Yeshua redeemed us from our curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who's hung on a pole.'" And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For Yahweh made Yeshua, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we can be made right with Yahweh through Yeshua." It's all about Yeshua, but we need the heart. We need the heart. And when we have that heart, we're going to want to follow every single word in the Bible. Every single commandment that we can keep, we're going to desire to keep. Psalms 119:47-48, David said, "I shall delight in your commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes." In Psalms 119:2-3 says, "How blessed are those who observe your testimonials, who seek him with all their heart. They do no unrighteousness, they walk in his ways." And we need to ask ourselves about our love for Yahweh. Do we love him enough to follow his holy word? Or are we just looking for the good and not the chastening that comes? Do we understand his patience with us? But he wants us ultimately to come to a place. John 14:23-24 says, "Yeshua replied, 'Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and they will come to them and make a home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.'" And I ask you today, how many of you love our Creator so much that you're excited to live by his word? You're not using the same Christian excuse that the commandments are done away with, but no, you're using your love for him to desire to trust him and keep all his commandments. We must persevere. We must not give up and stay steadfast in our love for our Creator. Before we can love anyone else, or even ourselves, we must love him first. We must love him first. Philippians 1:23 says, "But I am hard pressed from both directions, having a desire to depart and to be with Yeshua, for that is very much better." Yes, but it says in Matthew 22:37, Yeshua replied, "Love Yahweh with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And that is one of the main themes that we're covering today. The love for our wonderful Creator before anything else. And then when we love our Creator, we can learn what love is, because he taught us that through Yeshua. And then we can extend that to others. That's what we're called to do. To extend that love to others. That's what we need to do. 1 John 3:10 says, "By this the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil can be distinguished. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of Yahweh, nor is anyone who does not love his brother." Remember, we can't throw out that word love so easily anymore. It has to have all those contributions that we discussed, and anything less than that is not love. Just like Yahweh was patient with us, we need to be patient with others. Just like he held no offense against us, we can't hold offense against others. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from Yahweh. Everyone who loves has been born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh. Whoever does not love does not know Yahweh, because Yahweh is love." And I remind you again, if a building is on fire and burning, if you're going to yell and scream for someone to get out, that is love. To walk by and say nothing, that's not love. So it's not always something that is a TLC. Sometimes we got to be hard in our love for others. 1 John 4:16 says, "And we have come to know and believe that the love of Yahweh has for us. Yahweh is love. Whoever abides in love abides in Yahweh, and Yahweh in him." John 4:12 says, "No one has ever seen Yahweh, but if we love one another, Yahweh remains in us, and his love is perfect in us." And Romans 5:5 says, "And hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." So we must remember. We must remember. And simply, here's the thing. If you take the word love the majority of times in the scripture and replace it with the name Yeshua, wow. Wow. Think about that. Think about that. It says, if we love one another, Yahweh remains in us, and his love is perfect in us. And Yeshua is perfect in us. Yahweh's love is Yeshua, and it is unconditional. It's unconditional. I remind you again, 1 Corinthians 13, it says, "Love is patient, love is kind, it is not jealous. It does not brag, and it is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It does not take into account wrong suffering. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth. Bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things." John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Just like Yeshua did for us. Just like Yeshua did for us. Remember, it says in 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never ends. It never ends. For if it ends, it's not one of the attributes of love. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for languages, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. But not love. Love never ends. Ephesians 4:32 teaches us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as Yahweh has also forgiven you in Yeshua. And then Jeremiah 31:3 says, "Yahweh appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, I continued my faithfulness to you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must learn to love one another. Romans 12:9-13 says, "Let love be without hypocrisy." Without hypocrisy. Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility consider others more important than yourself." 1 Peter 2:17 says, "Treat everyone with high regard. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear Yahweh and honor the King." Ah, here we go. This is important. Love the brotherhood of believers. Love the brotherhood of believers. Now, I know it tells you to love your enemies, to pray for your enemies. But this command here to love the brotherhood of believers. 1 Peter 1:22-23 says, "Now you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other. Love one another deeply from the heart. For you've been born again, not perishable seed, but imperishable through the living and enduring word of Yahweh." I will submit to you today, if you love one another, if you love people, you will go and tell them Yeshua died for them. If you are keeping this to yourself and not letting people know that don't know you do not love them. Just like we'd want somebody to let us know this life-giving source of everything, we wouldn't want them to keep it from us, and we don't want to keep it from them. We must go tell people, whether it's through the internet, whether it's in person, whether it's however. Yeshua died for us. Let them know. Let people know. John 13:34 says, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as he has loved you. So you also must love one another." Leviticus 19:18 says, "You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh." Ephesians 5:28 and 29 says, "In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Yeshua does the church." Luke 10:27 says, "He answered, 'Love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.'" Those are the words of Yeshua, our Messiah. And then Matthew 17:12 says, "In everything then, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the essence of the law and the prophets. Do to others as you would have them do to you." Wow. Wow. And remember what it says at the end of 1 Corinthians 13, verses 3. "If you do not have love, you have gained nothing. You have gained nothing if you do not have love." We must understand this. We must understand that this. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For Yahweh gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." So I call you to remember that this wonderful day. And remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Praise our wonderful Creator for this wonderful day. And thank you, Yahweh, for your love through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, for blessing us so much. And may his blessings pour out on you this day. This wonderful day is made. You can see more teachings at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You could also support us there so we can keep making these videos. And also on our Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. I thank you so much for your prayer and support. And remember to love one another and have a blessed day out there. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to visit Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. If you are seeking a miracle from God, come to Real Life Church. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. Our summer sermon series is entitled Resilient. Only God can give you the resilience to rebound when life knocks you down. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.